Let's pick up Betty in Alexandria, Virginia, and she's got a question about some dizziness. Are you there?
Yes, I am, okay. Dr. Marshall.
And how old a woman are you?
70.
Okay, and when did this start? You're dizzy during exercise or a bowel movement?
When I lie down flat on my back.
Okay.
When I try to, I can't exercise anymore. It started about 7-8 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I did have to have a root canal,
apicoectomy, where they cut the root and the end of the root off.
Mm-hmm. And surgery, because I have a post and a root canal.
You may want to extract that, because you don't want to have a nice looking crown in a coffin, do you, Betty? I'm going to tell you that nothing kills you like dental work. So, what I would say is this guy's got to go. Because the apicoectomy, typically they're still going to be using gutta percha, a conventional dentist, and that's still got all kinds of weird toxic chemicals. And if that's an upper tooth, it's probably is that an upper tooth,
it's
Betty?
An upper tooth.
Yeah, in the back, a molar, right?
It's in the front. It's near the front. It's like bicuspid or something.
Oh, bicuspid. So is it on the left or right?
On the right.
All right, on your right. Okay. So, all right, so that would be maybe 10 or 11 or 12. So it would be visible if you extract it. That's why you're concerned about it, right?
Well, it just takes away the whole bridge that's in my mouth.
It's got to go. It's
okay.
Got to go.
Now, the other thing is...
I think it's reflexing to your ear, and that's the dizziness. And, of course, in Virginia, I think we have a couple of good QRA practitioners, but what you can do is that if they were checking you, they would simply BRT you. That's place a little BRT vial, a biofield repolarization device, on your head at the top of the head, governor vessel 20. At this point, all the meridians that control your plasma energy field, that completely controls your body's every function, unite and merge at this point. So when we place this here, we can make every point temporarily strong. Now you can check the ear before you do this, see the ear is weak. Okay? Then you can BRT yourself, make every point strong, go in the mouth and stress tap the tooth. And you can now see it makes the ear weak. And the ear is usually linked to the dizziness in an ear. Okay?
I see. Now the other thing is that I've passed over 3,000 gallstones in the last year and a half because I was on a raw food
diet.
At least 70% raw food for a while. Then I got to 50%.
Okay.
But I still have trouble. Well, I guess as you say, with my colon,
Well, let's stop just for a minute. That many gallstones tells me that you're still producing them, and usually that means you're low in B6. Okay, vitamin B6, because it's vitamin B6 that prevents the bile stones, the gallstones, from forming. It prevents bile from precipitating in the gallbladder. Okay, so if that keeps happening, you need to get on Max Stress B, and you need to take maybe, how much do you weigh, Betty?
115.
115, good. Small things, good packages, right? Good things,
weight.
Small packages.
I
would not worry about that right now. But it's probably due to the problems that you may have. There may be other problems with the teeth. I would get on, I'd start at a quarter teaspoon, and I'd build to one teaspoon of the Max Stress B. That should give enough of the B6 in the N-chain form, the pyridoxal 5-phosphate form, to stop this huge synthesis of the bile stones.
I don't think I'm making them now because they were all so old and hard and all kind of waste. Oh,
boy, do I know about that myself. I'm sorry I do, but I do. Okay, so that should help you there. The dizziness, what you can also do right now to help control this, what I would try to do is help the nerve in that area. I'd probably go on a little nerve complex and maybe a little bit of hyssop, H-Y-S-S-O-P. And at your weight and all, I'd probably use about two each per meal.
complex.
And hyssop. This may help with the symptom of the dizziness, but it's the tooth almost for sure. Now, what you can do is call the order line and get the number of a QRA practitioner, and they can confirm that that is the tooth that's doing that. And they could also go around and see if you have any other dead teeth, because they will keep you from not only gaining weight, but they're going to keep wasting your immune system. See, every cell that you have in your every cell produced is produced by the bone, and it's called a B cell. Then it's differentiated white for immunity or red for energy. Okay, so the problem is, if you've got lots of bad teeth, lots of infection there, then lots of white cells are going to try to police that mess, and you don't have enough reds left. And then if you force the reds by exercise and by strenuous activity, you now compromise the whites, and the infection goes nuts. And I think it's backing up and going right into the ear, and that's why you have all the dizziness. Okay?
Thanks, Dr. Moore.
You're welcome. And give me a buzz in about a month and let me know how you're doing.
I truly will.
Okay.
I truly will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.